The next system is called demilitarized zone. Now, this is a special network that is added to a network perimeter, or sometimes called a corporate network. this is another network that sits outside the secure network perimeter. Outside users can access the DMZ or demilitarized zone, but not the secure network. Some DMZs use two firewalls. This prevents outside users from even accessing the internal firewall. It provides an additional layer of security. This name, demilitarized zone, comes from a certain zone that is between North Korea and South Korea, that is a special green zone patrolled by United Nations security forces. This was created when North Korea and South Korea were fighting. So they decided to put a green zone between those countries, and they called it demilitarized zone. Now, the idea here is that those people who are accessing the corporate network, or the network of the secure network of a company from their homes, they should not be going directly to the secure network. They should be accessing their emails and or accessing the web server at a separate network that is separated from the secure. Because most of those who access computers from home are accessing using modems, and modems are not secure. Not so many people know how to configure modems. And so hackers usually can kidnap those modems, and then they can steal the secrets that are used in the secure perimeter on the corporate network. So to avoid this, they create a special network that is called demilitarized zone, so that people or employees accessing the servers, email server, web server from home, are not accessing the secure network perimeter or the corporate network. They just access the demilitarized zone, which is separately.